team gentlemen the last few games you guys have gone.
Yeah, I mean, it means a lot. Like I said, to be able to get Kawhi's minutes up. And, you know, I don't usually speak after the game, but just telling the guys that it's going to be our defense that saves us. You know, we're not going to shoot the ball well every night. Kawhi didn't have a great shooting night. James shot 5-14 from three. But we got to defend every night. We got to have that mindset. And I thought tonight, defensively, we had the right intent.
How important is it for some of the players who ordinarily didn't get heavy playing time, Bradley Beal or Kawhi, now have to get major playing time and produce?
Say it again, sorry.
No, you had some players who didn't normally get a lot of playing time before, but now they're stepping into those roles.
Oh, yeah, the young guys, you know, they're going to make some mistakes, but they play hard, they compete, and we need energy, we need the speed on the floor. And so they've been doing a good job. It'll get better as the season goes along with more opportunities they get.
Did you have to talk to the team at all about Chris, or is that something that
was the advice?
What did you think was the reaction of the team?
No, the reaction was, you know, like CP is not the reason why we're 5-16. You know, we have a lot of problems we got to fix as far as how we want to play offensively, you know, what we want to do defensively, because these young teams, you know, get to sprinting the ball before, we got to be able to keep up. So, by any means, was it CP's fault? We were 5-16, and so guys took it tough, you know, because, you know, you don't want to see when your soldiers, you know, fall, but, you know, we had to gather ourselves today and come out and try to get this win.
Do you think that kind of, like, not sparked, but like maybe kind of set in like a reality of like, man, anything can happen type of thing?
I mean, it could have, but I mean, it's just more so just, you know, it's about us, like how we want to finish off this season, having 60 games left. Like, do we want to really go out? So our mindset had to be, you know, we got to come out and play hard. We got to compete every day for 48 minutes. That's the only way we're going to get through this.
Chad, talk about John Collins fitting in with your team more with James and being pick and roll and having energy, getting tip-ins, run outs. How about his role for you guys going forward?
Yeah, it took a little while to figure him out, you know, how we wanted to use him. But, you know, he's at his best when he's picking and rolling. So a lot of times we had him space because he was on the floor with Zoo. But now we're engaging him in more pick and roll, especially when we play small. And he's been great at it.
It's only one game. But, man, coming out tonight and only giving up 92, you had to be encouraged.
I mean, very excited about that. You know, Quinn's a great offensive coach. Well, great coach in general. Right. But, like, he runs some great things offensively. And, you know, puts you in some tough situations. And I thought we had the right intent and we had the right mindset. And, you know, I don't really talk after the games, but tonight I just told the guys, like, it's going to be our defense that gets us over the hump. Like, we want to get back into the race and play better basketball. It starts with our defense. And we're getting steals and we're getting out in transition. We're a totally different team, and we understand that. And so we got to do it for 48 minutes every single night, and I thought we had the right intent defensively tonight. Especially on a night when Kawhi didn't make shots and James shot 5-14 for three.
Yeah. James shot 5-14, but he's really been with you, not only last year, this year. What are your thoughts just about how he's able to play at this level at his age?
I mean, just all the hard work he puts in, you know, every single day you just see him, you know, we think he's doing too much, you know, but it's his routine. He's been doing it since he's been in the league, you know, and just keeping himself ready to go, preparing his body. And he loves to hoop, you know, he loves to hoop, he loves to be out there. And so just seeing what he's doing now, it just shows you how hard he works and where he's, you know, where he's been in his career.
How much longer do you think he can do this? Like, he's approaching top 10 all-time scoring.
Yeah, I mean, for him, I think he doesn't really allow for his athleticism, you know, speed or, you know, jumping and dunking the basketball. So the way he shoots the basketball, the way he can set guys up off the dribble and get to his spots, he can play for a while.
I mean, it's only one win on December 3rd. You've got eons left in the season. But how good do you feel right now?
Well, I mean, it's a step in the right direction. I don't, you know, but, like, we got to come out and duplicate it again. You know, we just can't have one game and then go back to what we've been doing. You know, we got to play the right way. We got to play with pace. We got to, you know, have a defensive mindset every single night. And then when you play in defense, you get out in transition, get the steals. Everybody's touching. Everybody's involved. And so that's what we got to hang our hat on.
Appreciate it.